We've heard it said, let faith have its work.
That's right. We'll get into this and your calls. Let's get ready. Let's pray. Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. The phone lines are open and friends, 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. We are taking your calls live.
That's right. And friends, if this is your first time joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're an interactive global community of prayer. We utilize social media, voicemail, text message, you name it. We're trying to get a hold of you and we're trying to make it so that you can get a hold of us. And so give us that call, 877-7-LETS-PRAY. This is the place where you truly don't have to pray alone.
That is right, Mario. And friends, listen, I've got my phone out. It's not because I am slacking here on the Let's Pray set. It's because I want to share the programs and you can do that too. Just click share, click like. You're welcome to leave us your prayer requests there in the comments. We'll be tracking with our Facebook community also while we are on Hope Channel as well. And family, if you're not sure where to find that, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And don't forget to let us know where you're watching from. Are you in Brazil? Are you in Antigua? Are you in Maryland or maybe Canada like our good friend Cheryl lets us know each week? Friends, we want to know where you're watching from. Family, we are also completing our series this day for our 12th season of Let's Pray. We're in the midst of that. It is the Prayers of the Righteous is the series that we're in, and we're finishing our look at King Hezekiah's prayer. But before we do that, let's bow our heads together. Mario?
All right, let's pray, family. Dear God, we are grateful for your presence. We know that you are with us, and we just ask. Actually, we want to let you know that we submit to your will in this hour. We thank you for this community. And Lord, we ask that you would touch lives tonight, that you would touch our lives, all of us, and that we would come together in faith as we lift and make our requests known to you. You asked us to do that. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. We love you. We praise you for what you're going to do tonight and for what you've been doing in our lives. Thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mario. Family, listen, Mario and I usually just kind of catch up right here. And I'm just saying today was a little bit of a bittersweet day. My mom pulled away in that big, beautiful motorhome, and we won't get to see Grandma for a little while. Gideon, our son, was a little bit disappointed today. He gave her a lot of hugs. And so for the Cromwell clan, it was bittersweet. But it is nice to get back to normal a bit. Mario, how about yourself?
Yeah, I saw that motorhome, by the way. That thing is amazing.
She's amazing. Yeah, so she drives that thing all the way across the country by herself.
That's insane. I love it. I love it. Yeah, so God has blessed this season. You know, I was going to sit for an exam this past week. I actually did. And the Lord helped me pass my exam. So now I am a licensed clinical social worker. And that just gives me autonomy to move within my private practice the way that I want and just opens up the door for so many opportunities. We did that in the midst of celebrating the 1 year, just the memory of our daughter, Braylee. It has now been over 365 days since she was born and passed. But we watched God just usher us through it. I can't say that it was a pretty moment this weekend. There were certainly struggles, but he has delivered us through them and he continues to just care for us. So we're thanking God for what he's done.
Amen. Amen. And I'm grateful that he's guiding you and your family through that. There really is no blueprint. It looks different for everyone. And so we're just grateful that you're here today. Well, we appreciate your time and that your family is lending you to us during this special time. And we're congratulating you. I would, kind of in the same thought process dealing with loss, I would like to mention the loss of one of our Let's Pray family members.
Yes.
So, family, you may have heard this past week, you might not have, but our dear friend Carol Hunt has passed away. We received a message early over the weekend, and really, it's quite a shock. Mario and I were just talking about how much she will be missed. And that it's taken days for us to really stop and process this. Yeah. And I only point that out because I cannot imagine what it must be like for her family. Her dear mom, Pat, is also part of our prayer family. So Carol was a voice that many of you heard praying for you over the phones. She was part of our prayer team. And family, listen, can I just tell you, Mario, and I know you and I have talked about this, one of my favorite things about Carol, and I don't want to overshoot this and act like Carol and I were best friends walking in the park every single day, but she has a special place in my heart. She was very straightforward. She didn't take anybody's business, but there was such a deep compassion in her for our community. And we've had the opportunity, as many of us have, to talk to her during our time here at Hope Channel, and then also to stay in touch with her since the quarantine began, to just love on her and be there for her through some of the things that they've been through. But Mario, we are so sad. And Pat and her son, Will, we're praying for you guys. We are so sorry for your loss. And just know that we love you guys and we're missing Carol this week.
That's right. That's right. Mario. She was certainly special. She struggled with health issues, but we watched her pre-COVID walking through the hall every week that she could to sit down at those phone lines. And it was just an invaluable contribution to helping Let's Pray be what it has been through the Lord. And so, Carol, to Carol's family, just know that we loved her very much, and we're lifting you all up in prayer for sure.
Amen. 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 Well, family, you know where we turn in times of need, in times of victory, and in times of prayer, we turn to the Word of God. So let's do that. We are talking about the very final verse that we'll be focusing on for King Hezekiah's prayer. Family, that is 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 through 7. We'll be focusing on 7 today. You're always welcome to take a look back and see the entire prayer. It says in verse 7, "Then Isaiah said, prepare a poultice of figs. They did so and applied it to the boil, and he recovered." This is the verse. The title of our program today is The Work of Faith. Mario?
Yeah, season that, you know, obviously, friends, if you're just tuning in, that doesn't have much context for you. But Hezekiah was a king in Israel. He was considered a righteous king. And essentially, he had a terminal illness. And the prophet let him know that God wanted him to know that he was not going to recover from this, that he would die. But Hezekiah, we see him in this text. And if you have a chance, go back, like Season said, and read it. He turns his face to the wall. He weeps bitterly, and he begins to ask the Lord to reverse that prognosis. And we watch God respond when Hezekiah prays. And that has been what we've been holding on to in this part of the series, that when we pray, God hears. And if he heard Hezekiah, he hears us. And now we find that Hezekiah is being told by the prophet, listen, if you want to recover, there's some things that you need to do. And it just lets us know, Season and friends out there, that Christianity is not this rub on the lamp and everything happens. You know, God takes care of it all. There are times when our God steps in and he just does it for us. But there are times when we have to put our faith to action. And we see Hezekiah doing this very thing. And so the question then is today, you know, what is it that God is asking you to do? How is he asking you to step out and put the work into your faith? And so maybe God is calling you to do something. Maybe he's calling you to stop. Maybe he's calling you to stop doing something. Whatever the case is, he's calling us to exercise our faith just like we see Hezekiah doing it here. And it's not easy. And season, that's why we have a community where we can come together and pray about this thing and seek the face of God. We don't have to do it alone. Isn't that awesome?
It is. Faith and community. I love.
Yeah.
I love the concept of corporateness, that we are really truly together in this. And it's more than a tagline, but it is something we say here. Let's Pray is the place where you don't have to pray alone. And there's a reason for that, because we believe there is power in community, not of our own power, but gathering together, building each other up, edifying the body, family. Sometimes just being around other people is an act of faith. Friends, I don't know what that looks like for you, but 877-7 Let's Pray is the number to call. Give us a call. Let's step out today. Maybe there's something you think it's too big. Maybe you think it's too small. Let's hear what's going on, and let's take it to the throne room of grace. Amen.
Amen.
Speaking of, we have our dear sister Janine on the phone in North Carolina. Janine, welcome to Let's Pray.
Thank you.
How can we pray for you, Janine?
I have a praise and a prayer.
Praise Jesus. Go ahead.
The praise is my uncle came through surgery.
Praise God.
Both surgeries.
Came through.
So he had one day and the next day. And he's going to have another one on his foot, but that's later in the month.
Okay. Well, keep us posted. We would love to continue to pray for him.
And also, I've got rid of my migraine.
Yay. Was it? How did you do it? Anything specific?
I just laid low for a week. I had it for a week.
Sister Janine, I am so sorry that you had to deal with that for a whole week, but we're praising with you that it is gone. In the name of Jesus, everybody who deals with everybody who deals with migraines in our prayer family just said a hearty amen to the migraine disappearing, right?
Yes.
Amen. Miss Janine, anything else that we can pray for while we're here?
And I have an update on Sylvia.
Oh, good.
My Aunt Sylvia.
Yes, ma'am.
She didn't have her surgery.
Did not have her surgery.
No.
Okay.
Because of her diverticulitis.
Mm-hmm. Diverticulitis, yes, ma'am.
Yes. She's supposed to have a colonoscopy before she can have surgery.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be praying for that then.
And it's not scheduled yet.
Okay. So we're waiting to hear back when that will be. And I know that you, as a faithful member of the community, will keep in touch to let us know how we can continue to lift up your Aunt Sylvia. Janine, thanks. It's really nice to hear your voice.
I want to tell Mario congratulations on his test.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Miss Janine. That means so much to hear from you and have you congratulate me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I love our community. Miss Janine, that's very sweet.
We have Amanda calling from Ohio, my home state. Amanda, how can we pray or praise with you?
I recently just got baptized in July, but I have addiction to cigarettes that I need deliverance from. I actually threw my cigarettes out, and I'm just asking for God's strength. Because what I heard on when you were talking, you have to put your faith to action.
Wow.
So I'm just believing God right now that he will take it completely away from me.
Wow, Amanda, incredible, incredible. You know what? I'm not going to double back on any word that I said about that. I truly believe that we do have to put our faith to action. We're going to stand and believe with you that God will take this addiction away. And I want to just encourage you, Amanda, and say, I'm thankful that you had the courage to call in and talk about something that you've been struggling with that in the midst of a lot of Christian circles would be a taboo thing to talk about. But this is a no judgment zone. And this is awesome to hear. And I think that so many other individuals who are struggling with things that maybe they feel ashamed to talk about are hearing you step out in faith, declare the addiction that you've been struggling with, and then say, I'm giving it over to God. And so that is so awesome. And I'm going to let you, I'm sorry, this isn't about me, Amanda. I just want to encourage you, you know, if you end up not taking the type of road that you wanted with this, and you feel like you lose faith in it or whatever the case is, know that God is with you. Even if you make a mistake, he's with you. He's been with you this entire time, and he's not leaving if you have another cigarette. But we're claiming it in the name of Jesus that you are healed from this addiction. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. In fact, Amanda, can I pray with you right now? Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Dear God, we are so grateful just for your redeeming power, the way that you restore, the way that you call us to put our faith in action. And Amanda is responding in faith. And I am so encouraged. It is such an encouragement to me. And I know Season, and I know that there's someone out there struggling with something. And they're seeing Amanda attempting to put her faith in action. And I think of Peter, when you called him out on the water. You didn't tell him to walk on the water. You just told him to step out of the boat, and you took care of him walking on the water. Amanda is stepping out in faith, throwing her cigarettes away and declaring that this addiction no longer has her bound, but that she isn't free in Christ. Walk with her, God. Let her know. Hug her. Let her know that no matter what happens from this day forth, you are going to finish what you start in her. Thank you so much for her calling today. We all needed it. And she is officially family. And so we are going to just uplift her and pray for her as she goes on in this journey. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to lift up our dear sister in Christ, Janine. Lord, we praise you for so many different things, Lord. There are big things and there are smaller details that are going on in Janine's life, Father, that you seem to be working out because, Jesus, we know that you're capable, Heavenly Father, and we praise you, Jesus, and we thank you for all the ways that you are working on behalf of her uncle coming through both of the surgeries, Jesus. We have one more surgery on the horizon for him, Lord. We just ask that you would help us to remember him in our prayers, Heavenly Father. That's Janine's uncle. And her Aunt Sylvia, Lord, has a colonoscopy on the way, Father. She's dealing with diverticulitis, and we lift her up again to you, Father, with regard to the diverticulitis, and pray that the colonoscopy, Jesus, would go well, that there would be some definitive answers, Father, and that they would be able to move forward with whatever treatment, and that it would be beneficial to her, Heavenly Father, that you would help to calm her system in the meantime. And Jesus, help her to feel assured in knowing that you have her well at hand, Father. You have the situation well at hand, Heavenly Father. And Lord, thank you that you have dissipated her migraine, Janine's migraine, Father. There are so many that deal with migraines, Father, and I'd like to take the opportunity to lift them to your heart, Heavenly Father. Jesus, there are so many different lengths of migraine for each individual, frequency, Heavenly Father, and length of time that they last, Father. But we ask that you would bring relief in the name of Jesus, that you might bring answers medically, Jesus, that you would help them to find care or to find information, or just lead them, Father, in a way that it's obvious that it's you. So, Father, two things, not just that they would find relief, but that they would be drawn into a deeper relationship because of your providence and your mercy and your love and your healing for them in the name of Jesus, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about bringing us back to you, Father, bringing us to our knees, to a deeper relationship with you, for salvation with you, Father, for continued transformation into your likeness, Heavenly Father. And so, Jesus, each of the struggles, I praise you for, Lord, and in the way that it draws us to our knees and into your presence, Heavenly Father, let us choose you. Father, I thank you that you are breaking the chains of addiction and smoking cigarettes for our sister Amanda. Lord, she is a non-smoker. period. And Father, I pray that she would declare that over herself in the name of Jesus, not in her own power. Heavenly Father, I'd like to take a moment as well to lift up Pat and Will, Father Carol's family. Heavenly Father, please be with those that are mourning, Lord, myself and Mario included, as well as all of us who worked with our dear friend Carol over the last couple of years here at Hope Channel, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the legacy of prayer that she left over and in this community, Jesus. Thank you for the time that she offered, Lord. Thank you for the way that you kept her and your diligence in her, Father, to continue to come week after week for a very long time, Jesus, to serve this community, Lord. We pray that you would minister to their grief, Father, and as we say, that you would speak into the place where there are no words, Father. And we thank you for the way that you are loving them and Mario and his family, Lord, through this time of remembrance and celebration for Braylee. Heavenly Father, we praise you for all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Family, we just want you to know that we're here for you. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. Let us know where you're watching from on Facebook, but we want to hear your voice. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. We'll see you right after the break.
Have you ever wondered if there was more to life? Do you have big questions with hard-to-find answers? The Discover Bible Guides are Hope Channel's free gift to you. These 26 beautifully illustrated guides cover major themes of the Bible and answer some of life's deepest questions. Visit hopebiblestudy.org or call 888-446-7388 and begin your journey to discovery today.
First of all, you want to wash your hands under running water. And the reason is you want that water, the soap, to wash away those virus particles. In order for that soap to work, you need to soap your hands and rub them together for at least 20 seconds. Now, if you have a hard time remembering that, what you can do is count in your head slowly to 20, or you can sing the ABC song twice. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And when you're done washing your hands, here's what you want to avoid. Either wiping those hands on your pants or on your shirt, you want to dry those hands off with something clean. For example, a towel, some paper towels. And what that's also going to do is prevent you from going back into an environment with wet hands that the virus can easily stick to. If you follow these simple steps, you're going to be just fine.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're here to take your calls live. Family, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number. We're a global interactive prayer program, a house of prayer for all people. It's the place where you don't have to pray alone.
Prayer by King Hezekiah in our series, The Prayer of the Righteous. And while we move ahead, let's look at John.
All right. The book of John says in chapter 20, verse 27, then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands. This is powerful. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Powerful, Mario.
Oh man, you know, we see Jesus calling one of his disciples to put his faith in action. Thomas was the disciple that didn't get to see Jesus just appear, at the door inside the house. And he didn't get to be a part of that whole thing, that whole process, like James and John did. And Peter as well, seeing Christ appear at the tomb. And so he's doubting, sitting here doubting. And he's like, then Jesus appears and he's really struggling with this thing. And Jesus tells him to put his faith into action. Take your hand, put it into my side. Then he says, stop doubting and believe. You know, season, it's not easy for us to just do that. I'm not sitting up here today and saying, put your faith into action and it's going to be a piece of cake. No, this, this is work. This is tough. It takes faith to put your faith into action. But we see that if God commands it, if he asks us to do it, then he also provides the grace for us to do it. And that's what I love about Jesus. Even in your circumstance, friend, right now, regardless of what you're going through, there is grace present for you to put your faith in action and say, God, I give you control over this circumstance. And if that's your issue, if you're struggling with something and you need a little community, or you know of someone who is struggling and needs a little community, let them know about Let's Pray. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call if you just need to voice this thing. You want to walk it out with us and say, I want to put my faith into action and I need prayer. You know that we're here to listen.
That's right, family. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. We are here for you. I know that we have a couple of our friends on the phone lines waiting. I just wanted to jump over to our social media family briefly to say hello to Barbara, to Gildan in Jamaica, and Mario in the Philippines. And then Claudia says, good evening. Happy to be here. Bibi Chris, that is one of our longtime family members here. She is watching in West Grove Heights in Ayala, Silang, Cavite. So family, we have a global community and we have a lot of prayer requests coming in from all over the world. Christina says, prayers for healing after my surgery and my mom recovering her heart attack. I'm sorry to hear about your mom's heart attack and surgery. That is a lot to deal with, but our Jesus sees you and knows your needs, and we're lifting you up here. Lois says, my praise report. 2 weeks ago, I asked you to pray for Pat from Trinidad at the University of Southern Caribbean, who suddenly went blind in one eye. Today, he reported a 50% return of sight in that eye. God be praised. Indeed. Wow. 50%. That is a lot. I mean, from being completely blind in one eye, we're celebrating with you, Lois. Joy says, please pray for my son to get a job urgently and for him to keep focus on God. Praise the Lord. Joy, I know that it's a blessing that you are praying for him, and we would be honored to join you in prayer on behalf of your son. Oh, Lord. Please be with him. Betty says, please pray for my dear niece, Kathleen, who's battling cancer. Absolutely. We're really sorry to hear that Kathleen is dealing with cancer. Pray for my dear niece, Kathleen, who is battling cancer, just for clarity's sake. Helen May says, please pray for me and my daughter. And then our good friend Cheryl is saying hello from Canada. Family, listen, none of us is above the other. We are shoulder to shoulder at the foot of the cross. So bring your needs. Give us a call, 877-7-LETS-PRAY. It's not Mario and I praying from on high down towards anybody. We are all on our knees together, spiritually speaking, and we really just want to throw our arms around you. We know that there is a lot going on in our world, but let's take a moment to pivot and to turn to the throne and to his name and his power and his truth in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to facilitate communication between you and our precious, mighty Jesus. Amen, family. 877-7-LETS-PRAY. We'll be lifting up these Facebook prayer requests in just a moment. Mario?
That's right. Speaking of that number season, we have a caller, and his name is Matthew, calling from Massachusetts. So Matthew, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Hi, I love you. I was just flipping through. I'm in the hospital and I was flipping through the channels and I saw, and I'm a born again Christian. I love what you're doing. I think it's awesome. And I said to myself, I need prayer, so I'm going to call him. So here I am.
Wow. Awesome, yeah. Matthew. Thank you so much, man. So sorry to hear that you're in the hospital, but just incredibly grateful that you would give us a chance. You would call us. And so how can we pray for you, man? What brought you into the hospital?
You're the real deal. Well, I am going through hell. I just had both my feet amputated. I've had blisters, boils, rashes, infections. You know, the enemy attacked me. I have a street ministry in my city to the homeless and the prostitutes, and I've been out there for 9 years, and I love them very much and serve them, and And then I got attacked, and now I got no feet. And now, just last weekend, I got an infection in my left wrist and hand. And so I have cellulitis. It hurts like crazy. So I want to pray, because pain meds don't work, but Jesus does work, and I know that, and I'm not just saying that. I know he answers all my prayers all the time, and I just wanted to get you guys to agree with me in prayer, because I know you guys have real faith too, you know.
Man, Matthew, what an incredible, I mean, you just gave us a snippet of what you've been going through and the ministry that God has been doing through you. We are so grateful to God for what he's been doing through you, and just so sorry to hear about, I mean, all of that. I mean, really, that is an attack that I don't have words to describe. I know you. Man, Matthew.
I'm at a loss.
Man, do you have friends and family, you know, that have just been there to support you, or are you kind of feeling like you're walking through this alone?
I have one precious brother, 84 years old, comes to me every day, serves me, helps me, does everything for me, and he is like an angel to me. So I do have him. Other than that, some of my friends abandoned me when my other leg got cut off 3 months ago. They don't take my calls. They don't return my calls. They don't visit me. Nothing. They're gone. So, you know, you find out who your real friends are. But, you know, I forgive them, and I'm just moving forward, you know.
Listen, Matthew, you know, we were talking about Hezekiah and how he turned his face to the wall when he prayed to God. And you testified of this already. God heard him. And so even when friends don't pick up, we know that we can lean on God. Is it all right, Matthew, if I just pray with you right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please do.
All right. Let's pray. Dear God, Matthew is in the midst of just terrible circumstances, and yet he called and sounded like maybe he was on vacation. This is a testament to your power and his willingness to put his faith in action. He has had both feet amputated, several infections. He's dealing with cellulitis that he cannot put words to describe the pain. And I know that I have not encapsulated the entirety of his circumstances, but you are with him even now. When friends and family have forsaken him, Lord, you will bear him up. And even now, Lord, you've sent his 84-year-old brother. It sounds like a Moses Aaron circumstance here, where he's just in the middle of it, and you're preserving his brother for such a time as this. And we just pray in the name of Jesus that you would continue to preserve his brother so that he can get the type of care, that Matthew can get the type of care that he needs and support. But Lord, we ask that you will usher Matthew out of this hospital in the name of Jesus Christ. We have faith. We claim it. The devil tried to take him out, but Lord, he is still present in his right mind. And God, we ask that you would deliver him and that you would heal him in the name of Jesus. We are grateful to have a brother in the household of faith tuning in for the first time. He is now family. So by your grace, God, we have the opportunity to walk with him as he recovers and makes your glory known to the world. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brother, to you guys, thank you.
Yes, Matthew, we are here at 8 p.m. every Wednesday, so you know where to find us, and then we're on social media as well if you're on it. So stay in touch with us. Let us know how God is blessing you.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Right. God bless you. Have a great night.
You too.
All right, you too.
Wow. His heart and his spirit, and he just seemed like he had courage in his heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just so uplifting to listen to. Praise Jesus for those who are able to endure with gladness in their heart It is wow. not easy. And so it's got to be a choice. Amen. That fruit is
Amen.
Growing.
Wow.
Fruit is growing.
Wow.
So, family, we're going over to our friends in North Carolina, bringing it home again this week. As Mario said last week, our friend Chris, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Hello. How are y'all?
We're doing all right, sir. How about you?
Good.
Good.
I want to call. A while ago, I was just flipping the TV.
Yes, sir.
And I heard about, I was just thinking about the Lord and just thinking of his goodness. And I heard about the lady, and I started praying for her, the one that had the smoking problem.
Yes, sir.
And I just started praying. I said, Lord, bless this lady. I don't know what her problem is. And about that time, the brother said that she was a smoker. Well, I want to tell you how good God is.
Amen.
He delivered me from smoking for 40 years.
Praise Jesus.
I smoked. And the Lord has touched my life. And he told me, you know, I've been saved since November 26, 1984. But the Lord, and I smoked, you know, and I never really knew about, I mean, I knew the Bible. I know God's word. And I know that your body is the temple of the Lord, and it's his holy temple.
Yes, sir.
But I never really knew that in my heart, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
So the Lord spoke to me just in a clear voice, I knew in my heart, and he said, son, he said, if you don't quit smoking, you'll be dead in 3 years.
Wow.
And I came home, and I said, Father, take these cigarettes. Yeah. I don't ever want them again. Take the desire. Take it away from me. Deliver me from this. And I threw them in the trash can, and it's been 2 years. I hadn't touched one. No withdrawals. No, I want to go back.
Oh,
I don't have a desire to ever be around it. Or, you know, I mean, I am at work. I'm around it. But it don't faze me. It's just the devil's a liar.
Yeah, the devil is a liar. Amen, Chris.
I keep asking the Lord, you know, what's embedded in my heart is greater works we will do than he did. You know, and I'm like, Father, you said we could do this.
Amen.
Are you a man that you should lie? And he's not. So I want to pray for that lady right now. I know the anointing that's on me.
Yes, sir.
Is going to deliver her because God is no respecter of persons.
Yes, sir.
And
we will
God
join.
Healed my lungs.
We're going to join
my
you.
Lungs. In... He healed my body. And I'm thankful. I am so thankful.
Mr. Chris, if you would like to pray briefly here, we're going to join you in prayer. You're welcome to do so,
okay.
sir.
Okay.
Her name is Amanda.
Father, I just thank you right now for Amanda's life.
Yes, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord God. You are no respecter of persons. What you've done for me, you'll do for her. And Lord, as she commits her ways to you, Father God, you will make the crooked way straight. Father, heal her body. Touch her body. I bind the works of the devil. And I thank you, Father God, right now, nothing is too hard for you.
Yes, Lord.
And she lays this down, Father, and picks up the cross. Father God, she will know your healing power, and she will know how much she has been forgiven.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I thank you right now for delivering her, setting her free. And Father, you said in your word, what the Son set free is free indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Never to go back, never to look back.
Yes.
Straight ahead to your kingdom. And I thank you, Father. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. And Heavenly Father, I would just like to agree with my brother Chris in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I believe that he's already said what needed to be said, Lord. I just wanted to take a moment and agree with Chris. And on behalf of our sister Amanda and everyone else in our community right now, social media, voicemails, texts, live phone calls, anyone dealing with addiction, anyone who has something in their life they're putting before the Lord God Almighty, our best friend and our Lord. Heavenly Father, that you would remove that stumbling block in the mighty name of Jesus, that addictions would be dried up, Heavenly Father, Lord, that chains would be broken. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that you came to give life to the full, Heavenly Father. And I know that you seek to save us spiritually and eternally, Heavenly Father, but I believe in your goodness here in the land of the living. I am a testimony Testament as well, Father, and I praise you that I am a non-smoker. I praise you that I am sober, and I praise you for the sobriety that you are growing, Father, and establishing in this community, sobriety in all ways, Heavenly Father, Lord, a level, balanced community, Jesus, and Lord, I just pray for the good fruit to be grown in each one of us, and that we would take your word in and become more fertile soil. Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name for the way that you are already working on behalf of Amanda, that you have already worked on behalf of our brother Chris and myself and everyone else in this community within the sound of our voice, and each time this is played in anyone's presence. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 God bless y'all. Thank you so very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Praise God.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Listen, I think that, Mario, that is just the most beautiful slice of our community and the heart that they have, that you guys all have for each other. And I'm honored to be, I'm just in awe of my Jesus right now.
That's right. You know, oh man, you know, and Desiree, I know you've been waiting patiently, but I've got to say this season, look what happens when the body of Christ creates spaces for us to confess our sins one to another and for us to bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of God. One person says, I struggle with this. Another person answers and said, I struggle with the same thing, and God delivers. And somebody here needs to know, season, that you can confess your sin, not to a person. We're here to talk about it, but you can confess it to God. This is a safe place for you to open up and receive grace and mercy for the thing that's been, for the sin that so easily beset you, that God will provide that grace and mercy. And he is doing it because we are willing to be non-judgmental and to just stare each other in the face and go, I sin, you sin, but we have a sinless God who made a way for us so that we don't have to be bound by sin any longer. This is just awesome. This is just awesome. Man, Desiree, calling from Maryland, how can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, I am the niece of Carol Hunt, the worker who just got, who passed away.
Yes.
My family just needs prayer at this time because it's a lot of hurt feelings going around that everyone can't be invited to the funeral, but we have to, you know, it's COVID going on, so we can't invite everybody, and people are angry. So I just want peace as we're trying to remember her and celebrate her life.
Desiree, it is an honor to hear from you. May I just ask, aside from the strife, how are you doing? How is Will doing? You know, can we ask that question? If you don't want to, you know, answer it, that's perfectly fine. I just want to know how you all are doing.
Of course, I'm holding on. You know, my appetite isn't the best because I'm very sad, but I'm at peace because she's no longer suffering and no longer in pain. And when I saw her in the hospital, she just looked so peaceful. And the nurses told us that she didn't even put up a fight; she just went peacefully. So that gave me peace. Her son, you know, he's doing as good as, you know, a child can could be. He's taking it easy a day at a time. But it's hard, you know, it's very hard because it was unexpected.
Yeah.
And you nobody know, got to say goodbye. So.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I'm hearing you talk about how you're navigating through it. And I know coming out of grief, dealing with grief, that you really don't even have the words to talk about your sadness. And we just want to let you all know, we don't know you. We don't know you personally, but we know you through Carol. And we love you with the love of Christ. And we're certainly going to pray for you all. Do you mind if I pray for you right now?
No, please do.
Sure. I'm going to say a short prayer and then I'm going to ask Season. I'd love to give you an opportunity to pray as well. Dear God, I thank you so much for Desiree calling. What an honor, and to do it in the midst of just such sorrow and tragedy. Carol meant so much to us, but we can't even imagine how much she meant to her niece, to her son, and to her daughter, to her mother, I'm sorry, Pat. God, we just ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would give Desiree, man, God, truly the peace that passes all understanding. That peace that goes, that peace, it's literally beyond our understanding where we go, I don't know how I'm doing it, but I do have peace in the midst of this storm. Give it to Desiree. Give it to Will. Give it to Pat and the host of the rest of the family. In fact, may that peace be so thick that it ends strife, that the contention that is seeking to swell in the midst of mourning and grief and memory and memorial, amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we decry it, that the enemy would have no foothold. And God, that this service and this memorial of her life will be a joyous occasion, that they will simultaneously cry tears of joy and sorrow, and that you would handle this thing, and that the family would understand what needs to take place in such crucial times. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we get the picture that there is grief, Lord, and there is grief being expressed in many ways. And Lord, we all handle that differently. And so, Jesus, I just pray for your peace that passes understanding in the mighty name of Jesus over each individual who is struggling with the boundaries established by the family during this time. Jesus, it's okay. I know that you know that it's okay to want to be there, to want to support, to want to say your goodbye or to have some sort of closure, whatever it is that they're desiring, Jesus. But Lord, we know that also in the event that they might not be able to join, you are there, Father, in that place, that you have already made a way where they're not able to go the way that they wanted to, Jesus. And so as they're moving through their grief and their mourning process, Lord, we just pray for peace. We pray for wisdom, Father, and for clarity in the midst of something that often provides so much fog and inability to see clearly, feel clearly, to be able to describe emotions, Jesus. Lord, there are just so many different ways that grief is handled, Father. And so we just pray for your peace in the midst, just like Carol had. Lord, she knows you. And Lord, the next thing she will see will be you. And Father, I pray that that is enough for us in this time. Lord, I pray for your compassion to bloom in the midst of those who miss her in the name of Jesus. And Father, Lord, that you would be with our sister Desiree, Lord. And I pray that you will bless her for having the strength, Lord, to call and to talk about what she's going through and to allow us to be able to pray on behalf of their family and their loved ones. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for our sister Pat, Lord, and ask a special blessing for her and for Will right now as well. Jesus, I don't know Will, but Father, he's missing his mom right now. And so Jesus, I just pray that you would be there for him in whatever way is needed. And we thank you for these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Desiree, for letting us pray. Mm-hmm. All right, family, we have one more phone call we're taking, and it is our friend Melody in Florida. Melody, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you? Hello, Melody. How can we pray for you? Hi.
Pray for, we had some unscrupulous lawyers and judges, and they took our inheritance. The girl that was supposed to help us told the judge that there was no will. And we had a will. My mama made a will ever since 1991. We were unaware that she told the judge that. And they began to, they took our mom, promised we were supposed to put our mom in the hospital for 20 days and then evaluate her, in the nursing home, I'm sorry, and then bring her home, and they just sent somebody to help us. But my mama had an RA, and she had 3 bank accounts, and she had 4 houses and cars and stuff, and they saw all that stuff, and they just bogus up some charges, which didn't fly, but just began to take everything from us. And we were, I guess we were like in a trance, because it was like we had never had anything like that happen.
Yeah, you're not prepared for something like that. You don't think it's possible.
And we felt like, I'm sorry, but I got to tell you, we felt like the judges were in cahoots with them, so we just left it alone. So the one house, 631 Book Avenue, they couldn't take because I said Mama was coming back home. And a social worker said they couldn't take that. So she died in 2015. They come back to get the last house. And so I'm fighting to keep that. But I want to recover all because I had a lawyer to tell me that it was exploitation of the elderly. She said it was scheming and fraud, real property. And she just, when she read the deposition or the transcript, she said she had never seen anything like this before. And then we had another lawyer I talked to. She said it was scheming. She said it was defraud. And she said, this is horrible. But we got a lawyer years ago, and we paid him. He came into court. He didn't object to the summary of judgment. And he, after court was over, he didn't say anything. He just walked out and left us. So then years later, I get a lawyer. I borrow $3,500 to give to him. He don't come to court with me. And so I'm sitting in court by myself, and I didn't get a chance to tell the judge what happened. He looks at me and said, why didn't you get a lawyer? And I'm thinking, the lawyer wrote a letter saying he didn't object to the summary of judgment. So when I questioned him, he said he needed more money. Of course, I didn't give him more money. And then I told him, I said, well, since you didn't come in the courtroom with me, do your summary and see how much I owe you and how much you need to give me back. He gave me $1,190 back and charged me $1,300 for something I have no clue. But anyway, I know you got to go. My prayer is that they be exposed, because I know they've probably done other people like this, and that recover all. The Bible says seven times.
All right, Melody, I am so sorry to hear that you guys have had to deal with this for so long and that they keep coming back to take more from you.
The last house.
So I'm in agreement with you in the name of Jesus that the Lord would expose the lies and the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. And as a matter of fact, would it be all right if we went ahead and prayed now?
Please.
All right. Heavenly Father, on behalf of our dear sister Melody and her family, Lord, and the legacy and inheritance that has been taken from them, Heavenly Father, you know every detail. You know what justice is. It is part of the foundation of your throne, Heavenly Father. You know what needs to be, what should have been, and what needs to be restored. So, Jesus, we're asking for restoration. Lord, that you would make a way where it seems like there isn't one. Jesus, that you would give her wisdom and discernment to make choices on people to rely on in this scenario moving forward, Heavenly Father, because she has been had many times. Jesus, we thank you that you are covering her and providing for her and her family in the midst of all of this, Jesus, that you have been maintaining them this far. And Lord, we ask again that you would expose all the works of darkness. And Father, the enemy, he's such a liar and he's such a thief, Father. And we just pray that this family would not be taken advantage of anymore. Lord, that you would put angels around them, Father. And Lord, that they would continue to seek you for wisdom and discernment in the midst of this, Lord. And for their finances, Lord, we ask that you would restore them as well. Jesus, we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I know that regardless of circumstance, Father, that you have something beautiful for them. Lord, Jesus, that you are walking them through this and that you are steadfast and unfailing. And so, Lord, where the enemy wants to lie to them and tell them that that you're not working on their behalf, Lord, I pray that you would continue to show them that you are in whatever means necessary, Jesus, and in your way and in your time. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Melody, I'm so sorry to hear that this has happened to you guys. God bless you.
God bless you and your family, ma'am.
You too. Thank you so much. Well, family, we have been, the scripture, Mario, for our promise of the day is so appropriate for the topic that we've been going through. It's Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. And it says, ask and it will be given to you. Haven't we been asking, family? We have been asking today. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened in the name of Jesus and in accordance to his will. That's my addition on the end there.
Hey, listen, I love it. I love the fact that it says will in there. Mm-hmm. That we ask, we seek, we knock, we will. We've been talking a lot about putting our faith in action. And I love the fact that our God asks us to put our faith in action and then promises us that when you do it, you will. When you ask, when you seek, when you knock, you will. He's going to put a guarantee on that thing. And I love the fact that we don't have to do this. It is faith. Faith is sometimes, it is blind. It's faith. Mm-hmm. But we have assurance that God is going to answer when we call. So that's an awesome thing to
know. You know, Mario, as we've talked about this topic through the program, I know we're just a touch short on time, but I just want to mention, this keeps popping into my mind. Maybe this connects. But when Jesus asks the person, I believe who's a paralytic, he says, "Do you want to be made well?" And I feel like before we're acting out in faith, there's a decision that has to be made, right?
Yeah.
But I think there's a time for us as Christians, and hear me, family, briefly, decide. Decide today. Decide not only who you serve, but who you believe. Decide, right. And then let faith have its work. Work it out. Take a step and see where you end up. Let the Lord lead you bit by bit. Whatever that might be, trust. Decide to trust him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen?
Man, I'm so glad you said that, Season. That was a very important point to this recipe for putting our faith in action. That's awesome. I'm so glad that you said that.
Praise God. Mario, would you mind closing us in prayer today?
Sure. Lord, we've heard, and we know that you heard, you said before we call, you answer. And while we are yet speaking, you hear. So the prayers of the righteous went up today. We are righteous because of our faith in you. Amanda is righteous because of her faith in you. Chris is righteous because of his faith. And we are so grateful that you hear us, God. And so we just thank you for what you've done here today. And we ask that you would keep us. Don't let us just survive, but let us thrive until we meet again. We will ask, we will seek, we will knock, because you will answer. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And briefly, Father, I just want to make sure that we cover our social media community and their requests in prayer. Jesus, Lord, you see them. You know them, Father. And I know that we prayed generally over multiple topics today that apply to so many of the requests that we mentioned in social media. Lord, I do want to make sure that we pray for Christina and Lois and Joy and Betty, Father, and Helen May and Cheryl. Father, and so many other names that we're seeing popping up in our social media feed. Jesus, cover them. Be with them. Lord, intervene on their behalves. And I pray, Jesus, most of all for their salvation and the salvation of their family members. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, family, we're so glad that you've joined us for this powerful time of prayer. Join us next week as we begin a new focus on one of the prayers of the righteous.
That's right. You can find us during the week on Facebook, Twitter, and IG or Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And of course, we go live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Don't forget, prayer partners are standing by till midnight Eastern time, praying for your needs, family.
Amen. And we'll see you next week here at Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. God bless.